With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The hunt is on for additional suspects in the attack in New Orleans that has now claimed the lives of at least 15 people, injuring dozens more.
The FBI is investigating the deliberate ramming of revelers on Bourbon Street, which resulted in carnage on the first day of the new year. A horrific morning after New Year's Eve celebrations in New Orleans' French Quarter. And the FBI's Althea Duncan says,
after hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement.
He was killed, but they don't think 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar of Texas, an Army veteran, acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And addressing the nation earlier this evening, President Biden says the New Orleans attacker had posted video beforehand indicating that he was inspired by the Islamic State group. Also, at SRNNews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on the death of a former Navy corpsman who survived Pearl Harbor.
Harry Chandler has died. He was a Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack on the naval base. He was 103 years old. Was he scared as he rescued wounded sailors from the water? "Weren't scared at all," he once said. "We were busy. It was after you got scared." Asked what he wanted Americans to know about Pearl Harbor, he said, "Be prepared." I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine halting Russian gas supplies to European customers through its pipeline network nearly 3 years after Moscow's invasion. A pre-war transit deal expired, though, at the end of 2024. This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles within the federal government.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since 6 South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there's still no word on whether they're alive. 3 of them, Christian missionaries, the rest North Korean defectors who had resettled in the South. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life. This is SRN News. Changes at the European Union.
Poland inherits the EU presidency with its voice louder, more listened to in the bloc than ever. And its strong support for Ukraine will remain a top priority. The government here will continue to push Moscow to end its full-scale invasion, whilst pushing the EU to maximise military and financial aid to Kyiv, as Donald Trump is expected to cut support from America. Poland also wants to increase the economic pressure on Russia by adding new sanctions and trying to stop it sidestepping those already in place.
That is BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford. Parts of the United Kingdom swamped by very heavy rain and powerful winds disrupting New Year's celebration. Parts of the Manchester area flooded early today. Cars submerged up to their roofs on roads and parking lots after a month's worth of rain in 2 days. More details at srnnews.com.